Hi, this is Heidi Hamrick, and welcome to today's episode of Tech Tidbits. On today's show, I'm going to talk about 21st century learning, using the 21st century skills from the Partnership for 21st Century Skills. Join me as we talk in depth on what exactly 21st century learning means. So today's episode, we're going to discuss how our students are going to be facing new and different times. We're preparing them for a world that we don't even know what it looks like. So instead of preparing them with specific content, we're looking at giving them essential skills to succeed in today and tomorrow's world, like critical thinking, problem solving, communicating, and collaborating. When a school or district builds on a foundation of 21st century learning, with standards, assessment, curriculum and instruction, professional development, and learning environments, students are more engaged in the learning process, and they graduate better prepared. So if we look at the core subjects, we still have the mastery of core subjects that are essential for students: English, reading, our language arts, world languages, arts, math, economics, science, geography, history, government and civics. All of these are important. In addition to these subjects, we also have to look at understanding of academic content by weaving 21st century themes, such as global awareness, how students can use their skills to understand and address global issues, how they can learn from different cultures, religions, and lifestyle, how they can develop a mutual respect in understanding other nations, other cultures, and things that are different from themselves. There's also financial, economic, business, and entrepreneurial literacy, like knowing how to make appropriate personal economic choices, understanding the role of economy in society. And then there's civic literacy. Our kids need to know how to participate effectively in civic life, to understand government processes, not just what's going on nationally, but what's going on in their state level, local level. And there's health literacy. Our kids absolutely need to know how to manage their health-related decisions and establish and monitor personal and family health goals. And finally, there's environmental literacy, where students need to understand the environment and its interdependence that it has with us, understanding society's impact on the natural world, and then taking action to addressing the challenges that will be facing us. So the second level is learning and innovation skills, and these are kind of the classic 21st century learning skills that we refer to. These are creativity and innovation. Our students in our world today need to learn how to